Swift moving shutout last night and a marquee pitching matchup today of Zach Eflin and Cody Reed. If you thought this one this afternoon would be a low-scoring pitcher's duel, think again. Top of the first, Louisville's Juan Perez opens the game with a double, followed by Carlos Triunfo.
Base hit over the leap of the third baseman, Featherston. That one's going to find the wall in left. Rounding third and scoring easily is Perez. Triunfo ropes a double right over the head of Featherston. And Louisville goes up 1-0 here in the top of the first inning.
Triunfo, if you recall, had one of the two first inning homers last night. That snaps a 17-inning scoreless streak for Zach Eflin. The Bats added another in the first. Triunfo scoring on a Steve Selsky sack fly. 2-0 Louisville before Lehigh Valley even comes to bat. But when they did, they scored. A one-out walk to Cody Ashy and a hit by Nick Williams. Darren Ruff then singles, scoring Ashy. It's a 2-1 game. Andrew Knapp followed that, reaching on an E5, bringing up Cam Perkins with the bases loaded.
All three lead pitches swung on and ripped in the air. Left field, this is deep. Waldrop back at the track, at the wall. Forget about it, it's out of here. A grand slam for Cam. Or as Dr. Seuss might say, a little green eggs and grand slam for Cam I Am. Fourth home run of the year, RBIs 13, 14, 15, 16, and the Pigs have pounded Reed for five in the bottom of the first inning.
It's the first grand slam by an Iron Pig batter this year. It's the first grand slam in the career of Cam Perkins. It's five runs, four of them earned, on three hits and an error in the first, 5-2, Pigs in front after one. Both young guns pretty much calmed down from that point on, for the most part. Eflin allowed two in the fourth after a pair of leadoff doubles, making it a 5-4 Pigs lead by one. Then in the sixth, the Bats threatened again. A leadoff double by Steve Selsky brought up Brandon Allen.
Runner off of third pitch is swung on it, drilled high in the air, right center field and deep. Williams is back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. That ball is off the wall and for extra bases. Scoring easily is Selsky. Allen has his second double of the game, and Louisville has tied it up 5-5 here in the bottom of the top half of the sixth inning.
It's the sixth double of the game by Louisville. Weird scorecard today. All six of those doubles came in pairs to lead off an inning. All six who doubled eventually scored a run that inning. Allen later scoring in the sixth on a sacrifice fly. So 6-5, Bats in front, through 6, Eflin pulled mid-6. Mario Hollins in to replace Eflin, his first appearance with Lehigh Valley on rehab, allows 1 in the 7th, so 7-5, Louisville ahead by 2. Meanwhile, on the other end, Cody Reed barely touched after the 5-run first inning. He allows 2 base runners the rest of the way, finishing 6 innings with a chance at the win. Hollins touched up for 2 more in the 8th. Both unearned after an E5. 9-5, the Bats in front of the Pigs. Pigs finally adding something again in the 8th inning.
Here's Ashy, swings the first pitch and drives the ball to deep right field. This ball is well gone. Over the trough in right, a solo shot for Cody Ashy. 9-6.
It's Ashy's first with Lehigh Valley on this rehab stint. It's his third total in the minor leagues during this rehab assignment. So to the 9th we go, where a 4th sack fly by a Bats batter scores a run. 8 different Louisville batters with an RBI in this game, and that pretty much put it out of reach with the score 10-6.
As the pitcher swung on and grounded the short, should end the game. Charging and picking is shortstop Juan Perez, shovels to second. Game over, sweep complete. Louisville, a team that has been a juggernaut on the road now at 18-9 away from Louisville Slugger Field, wins the series finale. 10-6 in the process, takes the series by a 3-0 margin.
It is the first time in a series more than 2 games that the Pigs have been swept this year. A 3-game losing streak ties a season high. Again, 10-6, the final score in the final game of this 3-game set at Coca-Cola Park. Louisville wins it.